whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. It's another 5 hour KM to AM. Yurt. Paulie, let's go, man. Let's have some fun. 888-808-1019. Talking about John Mara and Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. That's not fun. Talking about the Jets and misery and always sucking and thinking that they're not going to be able to figure it out ever. That's not fun. Talking about the Knicks coming off a winning streak, losing a few games, worst loss of the season. That's not fun. Talking about the Rangers. That's not fun. Baseball conversations will happen tonight. I don't know. I'm going to try and force some conversation around the college football playoff and the NFL wild card weekend because I'm trying to have fun on the radio for 5 hours. It's not supposed to be a straight up therapy session, taking calls from Jets fans, Giants fans, complaining like the season is over. You just made it through the hard part. Now it's time to dream. 888-808-1019. We'll start there, right? Last night, I probably took 90% of calls on the Giants. The state of the Giants, 100 years of the Giants, a miserable season, one win at home, zero wins in the division, and you keep the GM and you keep the head coach, and John Mara comes out there and he just looks absolutely stuck. Stuck in the mud. Stuck with two bad kids that he wants to disown, but he can't. They're his kids. And because of the past, because of his own mistakes, he doesn't want to make those mistakes again. So he's literally stuck between a rock and a hard place with Shane and Daboll. It is what it is. Good for them. They survived Black Monday and Black Tuesday. Many did not. Many did not. I remember being on last night talking about how Antonio Pierce survived. He pulled up in his Raiders starter jacket, still repping the gang. The silver and black, you got to go. We talked to Tom this morning. Tom Brady said, AP, you got to go. We got to get an actual coach in here. The gimmick is up. Because you know what? Mark Davis, as much as you know, he gets made fun of, I mean, they sell out. They're raising tickets out there in Viva Las Vegas. He's been doing this for a long time. And he does have Tom Brady. Like, they understand you need results. You got to win. Even Robert Kraft, who was criticized, oh, Gerard Mayo, he came out like right away, immediately, faced the music, got on a microphone in front of cameras, said, this is on me. I put him in an untenable situation. But we all know that they're going to interview who they got to interview so they can get to Mike Vrabel. 888-808-1019. And, you know, with the Jets and Giants, they're in two different situations. Regardless of how you feel about how the season went and what's to come, again, it's time to dream. For Giants fans, you can't dream about a new GM or a new head coach, but you can dream about a quarterback. You could also potentially dream about just picking the best player available. And that's where I kind of got to late last night, and that's where I want to start today. We talked all about what John Mara had to say. You know, what I liked the most was that he could take a joke and return a joke. As far as the Unisom commercial with Saquon Barkley, I like that he was prepared and made a joke about, oh, I talked to Saquon. He should have had me in the commercial. I could have been tossing and turning. But his franchise is a joke. Joe Shane is a joke. I've never seen a guy more confident than Joe Shane with nothing to really stand on besides, oh, I had a solid draft class for one of the worst teams in the NFL, a glorified college team. We had like 5 or 6 guys that started for us. I guess that's okay. I wouldn't say it's necessarily good. And they still have to harken back to Brian Daboll winning Coach of the Year 2 years ago. I mean, he got rid of, or Shane got rid of a lot of those guys that he won with and kind of led you down the road of paying Daniel Jones, cutting Daniel Jones. Like, the Giants have been a laughingstock in the NFL. And I know Giants fans are hurt. They don't want to hear it. They definitely don't want to hear it coming from me, and I understand that. But the league is laughing at John Mara because of the revolving door that he had that has led him into being stuck with this GM and this head coach with a terrible record over the last 2 years and a comedy of errors, a ton of mistakes from how they handled Daniel Jones to going to Tommy DeVito out of the bye week without telling Tommy DeVito that he would be the starter. He had a whole week to do that. Paying Drew Lock $5 million, not giving him the nod right away. Losing for 10 weeks straight. Quote unquote tanking and then not tanking. And then John Mara coming out. If I thought they were tanking, I would have fired those guys. They tanked the last game in Philadelphia. What were some of those decisions on fourth down? What were some of those decisions? Malik Nabers disappeared for a while, came back into the game, came out of the game. You're playing Tanner McKee and a bunch of randoms, but that's over with. Where we are now is, these guys have to win the fan base back. I don't think they're going to win a lot of games. When you look at their schedule, their strength of schedule, they have the toughest strength of schedule in 2025. They will be hosting. If you think they had a hard time winning home games until they ran into Shane Steichen and the unserious Colts team with Joe Flacco and a bunch of guys that didn't show up to meetings and didn't show up to tackle anyone at MetLife Stadium, if you think they had a tough time winning in East Rutherford last year, well, you're going to welcome in Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. You're going to welcome in a few different playoff teams, the Packers, Jordan Love. It's going to be uphill. So how do you win the fan base back in the offseason and in the draft? 888-808-1019. I think they have a ton of cap space. I got to go back to my notes from last night. But I think it's something like $36 million this year and then $100 million the next year. So that is where you start to dream. That's where you start to think. You can come out of this darkness. It's always darkest before dawn. I think you just had the year. That was dawn. And these guys survived and they're still here. So what do they have to do to win back the fan base? They have to have a masterful offseason and a masterful draft. Joe Shane, I'm looking at you. Joe Shane, who pretends he never heard of WFAN. You should. Maybe you should tune in. Listen to your fan base. Listen to the people that didn't show up to the games at the end of the year. Listen to the people that are embarrassed. Listen to the people that are ashamed, that just want to win, just want to enjoy Sundays. It can't anymore. A proud franchise that has Super Bowls and legends and celebrated them this year, but couldn't celebrate anything this year except Malik Nabers. Congrats. Like, Malik Nabers looks like Ja'Marr Chase 2.0. In the year that Ja'Marr Chase wins the Triple Crown, it looks like you got the next guy to win one. 888-808-1019. But he needs a quarterback. He needs somebody that can consistently throw him the ball. He shouldn't be catching passes from four different quarterbacks. He needs consistency, rhythm. He needs to be able to expect the ball. Imagine how good he'll be with an actual quarterback. Now that you botched the number one pick, I'm kind of off using that pick for a quarterback. I think you do one of two things. You don't reach or trade up to try to get Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, because all we've been hearing now is these guys aren't NFL quarterbacks. Cap, nonsense. And if you think that Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders can't help the Giants, you're nuts. If you think that those two kids right now aren't better than the quarterbacks that they had playing for them this year, you're crazy. Take Travis Hunter. If you're there at three, take the best player available. Take the Heisman Trophy winner. Take a kid that's going to be an instant star here. A kid that was just here and won the Heisman and went viral. A kid who's got millions of followers on Twitter, on Instagram. A kid whose number 12 jersey, can he wear number 12? Yeah, he can wear number 12. Number 12 jersey will sell, right? You need stars. You lost Saquon Barkley, another one of the comedy of errors, as he might lead Philadelphia to the Super Bowl. How do you move on from that, right? How do you move on from losing leaders in the locker room like Xavier McKinney or Leonard Williams or Sterling Shepard? You go get a new age of leaders. A kid from Colorado that didn't make cleats with the New York logo on them. But a kid that'll come here motivated to try and play both ways, and you have a need for both positions that he plays. 888-808-1019. Get him in the weight room a little bit. He's got to bulk up a little bit. But if you've seen this kid run, if you've seen this kid hoop, like if you got to look up his basketball highlights, he's a pure athlete. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't party. He's a goofball. He does TikTok dances. with his girlfriend. Yeah, she's pretty famous too. I'd be looking to draft that kid. And if you're not looking to draft that kid, then trade back and see what quarterbacks fall in that first round. And maybe from pick 34, you can trade out of the second round back into the first round and strike then. Don't let it be Jalen Milroe. But maybe it could be Jackson Dart. 888-808-1019. That's where I'm at with the Giants. Giants fans, dream of coming out of this shame, this misery, this darkness. You're stuck with these guys, and not just for 1 year. Because if they do get a quarterback in the first round, which they're more than capable of doing with the number 3 overall pick and 34th overall pick, they're going to need time to develop that quarterback. They're going to need time to see it through. And that's the saving grace, right? Complete the holy trinity of GM, head coach, quarterback. Darius Slayton was quoted saying, these guys deserve to get their quarterback in here. 888-808-1019. As far as the Jets are concerned, do not double back. Rex Ryan is not the answer. The NFL changes so fast. It evolves so quickly. And I know he's been over there at ESPN covering the game, but he's been out of the game for a while now. He's been out of the game for some time now. I heard a kid call a fan today that said he was 8 years old. He's 20 now. Like, he was, you know, reminiscing about the great times with Rex. I'm like, oh. Dream bigger. Dream for better. You should want for more. Don't double back. I don't think you should double back with Rex. I don't think you should double back with Aaron Rodgers either. I don't think any GM coming in here, it's already not a job that everybody wants, right? We already heard Ben Johnson's not interested. And with all of the articles and things about Woody Johnson, it's not that attractive of a job. So whatever GM comes in, whatever head coach comes in, they're going to want no nonsense. Aaron Rodgers, I'm glad you got to ride off into the sunset and had the record and that last game and a win. And now you're posting pictures in black and white of you and Davante Adams, because we know if you go, Devontae's going to want to go as well. But for the Jets, move on and move on. Forward. It didn't work with Aaron Rodgers, and ultimately it didn't work with Rex Ryan, and that's so far in the past. It's 2025. We're halfway through this decade. Jets fans deserve better, and you could do better, and that's why they're interviewing everyone on God's green earth to try and figure this out, because you know what? You cast a wide net. You can't mess this up. You only interview one or two people, then you're more likely to make a mistake. 888-808-1019. I think the Jets have to take a hard look at Brian Flores. All this talk about their defense and some of the players on their defense and how this team was such a great, dominant defense and they were just a quarterback away, that's not true. I would take a hard look at Brian Flores because he's from the area and obviously he's not going to be over there with the Giants. I'd take a hard look at Brian Flores because he has head coaching experience in the division with the Miami Dolphins. I take a hard look at the guy because he's a no-nonsense guy and he's quiet, right? Rex is loud. The Jets got to move in silence. Enough already, right? You want a no-nonsense, closed-mouth guy that's just going to come in and work and tighten up this thing. 888-808-1019. I would not double back with Rex Ryan as a head coach that's done it before. No. You think Brian Flores doesn't know what it takes? You think Brian Flores won't come in here with his head coaching experience looking to tighten up this defense and then let him and the GM decide what they want to do with Aaron Rodgers? I bet they decide to move on. I bet they decide that they can figure it out without the presence of Aaron Rodgers, the legacy of Aaron Rodgers, the media magnet that Aaron Rodgers is. So dream bigger. It's time for Jets and Giants fans to stop living in this woe is me, doom and gloom. We suck. When are we going to be like the rest of the NFL? When are we going to come out of it? You can in the near future if the right decisions are made. Call me up, 888-808-1019. We'll start there, and we'll try to get some of the football conversation out of the way. Like I said last night, I think I took 90% of calls on the Giants and some on the Jets. Of course, we're going to talk about, you know, Darren Rizzi. We're going to talk about some of the firings and stuff like that. But, like, I can't do 5 hours on John Mara, Joe Shane, Brian Daboll. I can't do 5 hours on the Jets GM and head coaching search. I got to talk baseball. I got the itch. I got the itch. It's the seventh day of 2025. In a month from now, these GMs, these managers, these players are going to be getting ready to ship down to Florida. for spring training. We're this close. So at 8:30, Jim Duquette will join me. We'll talk a little bit of Mets, Yankees, warm stove, not even hot stove. And then after the game last night and the reaction from Knicks fans tripped me out. It's like, if this team isn't on a straight-up rocket ship, would they win? Like, 9 games in a row? If they don't just win every single game, if they don't just blow, like, listen, it's a bump in the road. You much rather have bumps in the road in January. I remember last January when the Knicks were beating everybody and everybody was proclaiming them champions of the universe, this team can't be stopped. Listen, you rather go through this now and make adjustments. You'd rather have high alerts now about your depth, about your minutes, about your head coach and his ways. The trade deadline approaches. The Knicks are going to be all right. They have a little bump in the road here, but they're going to be better than all right. And if they think that they're going further than the second round this year, they got to make some moves. They got to get some pieces back. And CP, the franchise, will return to the Fan to talk Knicks tonight at 9:20. So 888-808-1019. Let's get the football conversation in first. The first call I see is a college football playoff call. I'm definitely taking that as we get ready for Notre Dame, Penn State, Ohio State, Texas. And there will be a ton of kids playing in those games that are going to be drafted and be NFL stars. So.